listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. More destructive winds and heavy rain will affect parts of the state later tonight, mainly coastal areas from Geraldton to the east of Esperance. The Weather Bureau's Robert Loring says it's set to roll in after 10 o'clock.
It will be those coastal areas, you know, really on the west coast that receives the bulk of the wind and rain. However, those risks of wind gusts in excess of 125 kilometres an hour do extend throughout the entire area, which is quite unusual.
Police have been questioning a 15-year-old Perth boy following the death of a 42-year-old man. It's alleged he was stabbed yesterday in Bull Creek while trying to stop the theft of a bike. The Premier is refusing to take any credit for Labor's victory in the federal election. Labor's win in four seats on Saturday night has been put down in part to Mark McGowan's popularity and his leadership through COVID. But Mr McGowan says it's due to the hard work of Anthony Albanese and his team.
I think the most important thing was Anthony Albanese, the federal team, and the work they did to provide a positive alternative. It's their win. It's their doing. It's not no one else's. It's their doing.
10,103 new COVID infections have been detected in WA, most of those confirmed through a rapid antigen test. The number of active cases is now above 87,000. 323 COVID patients were in our hospitals. 9 of them are in intensive care. In sport, Fremantle's Sam Switkowski has been cited for serious misconduct in yesterday's loss to Collingwood. He's been referred directly to the AFL Tribunal. Back soreness suffered by West Coast skipper Luke Shuey isn't causing too much concern at the club. The Eagles are confident he'll play this weekend after being subbed out of yesterday's loss to Greater Western Sydney. And Essendon has announced the re-signing of exciting young defender Zach Reid. He's put pen to paper on a new 3-year deal.
Listener.